The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First, and here's your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
The crime has never been higher than it is now. You have in Chicago, hundreds of people are being shot every weekend in Afghanistan. You know, we haven't lost one soldier in Afghanistan for the last year and a half. In Chicago, they have 188 people shot over a weekend, many of whom die. That's worse than any war zone anywhere in the world. Chicago and New York, what's happening in New York, the crime in New York. And Rudy Giuliani was the greatest mayor in the history of New York City, by the way. And they're going after him because he understands it, and they're going after him, and he's a true patriot. What they're doing to Rudy is a disgrace. Greatest mayor and the greatest prosecutor. I mean, he was a crime fighter. He was a crime fighter, but this was the greatest mayor. And, you know, if I would have said that 5 years ago, 10 years ago, it wouldn't have meant as much. Now you realize what having a great mayor is all about. Because when you look at what the hell is happening to our cities run by Democrats, all run by Democrats, there's never been any. It's a crime wave, the likes of which we've never seen before. It's scary. People are afraid to walk down the streets of New York. And nobody gets prosecuted, except Republicans, by the way.
Oh, yes, except Republicans, especially if they work for the Trump Organization. That was the president at the weekend talking at the Turning Point Action Summit. If you haven't seen it, we're posting the whole video on our Rumble page. Subscribe today, rumble.com/Seb Gorka, and you won't miss a thing. I have to share with you a, so much to cover. We're going to talk about the DOJ's decision to drop charges against the Chinese agents that are in our schools, in our colleges. We're going to talk to Gordon Chang about that. Let's talk about something less serious, but also kind of indicative of our standing in the world and the state of the international community. Not only did we win no medals on the first day of the Olympic viewing numbers, the lowest in 33 years. Now, why is that? I'm curious. Why are people not interested in watching something that used to be a celebration of amateur excellence? Is it COVID? Is it a consequence of just sickness? And we've had enough with global concepts of kumbaya. And most pathetic of all, something I wanted to share with you when I heard it last week. Do you know what's going to happen at the ceremonies if you haven't watched it already? They're not having the medals put on them by the Olympic officials because of the China virus. The winners of each event will be putting the medals on themselves. Perhaps that's why they're not watching it. Because we've had enough with the cowardice, the fear. How is it? Talking of fear and COVID, The Blaze reports that 49, this is in one state, 49 fully vaccinated Americans have died from COVID-19 in the Garden State. How does that happen? Are these things not vaccines? If they're not vaccines, why must we take them? Why is the U.S. government and state government going door to door to make sure that you're vaccinated? Randy Andy Cuomo should be under investigation, not only for what he did to those female workers and other people that he inappropriately touched, but for his comments with regards to who cares where they died? More than 12,000 senior citizens. And now he's getting very fascistic on us. This is Governor Cuomo talking about knocking on your door if you don't have a certain piece of paper. Cut 11.
Get into those communities. You know the zip code. You know where they live. Go knock on every door with representatives of the community. Why don't you want to take a vaccine? What are you worried about? Speak their language and talk them through it and get them a vaccine.
And what happens when they don't want to? And what about that creepy line? We have their zip code? And it's not just the vaccines. It's the masks. The masks are coming back. What are you going to do when they are mandated again? Of course, he's on CNN. This is that short little fascist Fauci talking to fake journalist Jake Tapper. Cut 8, play cuts.
Sources are telling CNN the top health officials are weighing whether to revise mask guidelines for vaccinated Americans. Are you part of those conversations? And if so, what are you advising? Do you think masks should be brought back for vaccinated Americans?
You know, Jake, this is under active consideration. If you're asking, am I part of the discussion? Yes, I am.
Under active consideration. Just the first sentence. Masks for vaccinated people. What alternate universe are we living in? So you're vaccinated, but you can catch, and not only catch, die of COVID, and you can spread COVID after you've been vaccinated, so you've got to wear a mask, then it's not a vaccine. It's a fraud. It's just solely about power. And the worst on the other side, aren't just using this as a power trip. They're using the fear to make outlandish accusations. Woodward and Bernstein. Bernstein was always the less bright one. And now he's commenting on the coronavirus. He's been making money off Richard Nixon's fall for the last 50 years. But now, what does he think should be the fate of President Trump? Cut 7.
I think we need to calmly step back and maybe look at Trump in a different context. He is America's, our own American war criminal, of a kind we've never experienced before.
You just said war criminal. What do you mean, war criminal?
I did. Well, in international law, there have been, quote, crimes against humanity. I think what we're talking about, Trump's crimes as an American war criminal in his own country that he has perpetrated upon our people, including the tens of thousands of people who died because of his homicidal negligence in the pandemic, putting his own electoral interests above the health of our people as they were slaughtered in this pandemic.
Putting his own electoral interests. Who won the election? As people were being slaughtered in their tens of thousands. Who is slaughtered? And if people caught the disease because of political statements, why isn't Nancy Pelosi in the slammer? Why isn't Fauci in the slammer? Remember Nancy in San Francisco saying, come on down to Chinatown. It's party time. And Fauci saying, oh, masks. You don't need masks. They're irrelevant. If anybody should be up on charges, Should be those two. Let's squeeze in Leonard from New Jersey. Happy Monday, line two.
The truth telling happy words. Sebastian himself. What a show today. Unbelievable. This is for the ladies. Communism is a satanic religion of destruction and dominance, right? So, you know, John Solomon is a national treasure, right? Who would have ever thought that the FBI, kind of like those brown shirt essays in Nazi Germany, that they're sexually abusing and harassing women that work for them, right, in the, their own offices? There seems to be a theme here with the ladies. So I want to hear what some of the ladies have to say, the traditional patriotic women of America, when you see these connections, right? Destroying young athletic women's chances.
Yes.
Because biological men think that they should be destroying their careers by in running races, et cetera. The delusional and unstable biological men that are walking naked into women's spas and ladies' rooms. It seems like the women are being trounced left and right by these communist fascists. I'm glad that our great President Donald Trump called them what they are. Basically, just communist brown shirts and fascists. And the last thing I'd like to say for all the ladies listening, to try to look past the fear-mongering, demon-rat Democrats, because those masks they want you to wear are just a new burqa.
Thank you, my friend. You squeezed it in. God bless you, Leo. Next, Gordon Chang. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Powerful words. Find out for yourself. Find out why tens of thousands of Americans are taking Relief Factor every single day, me included. Order your 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and thousands of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. You deserve to find out. Don't wait any longer.
If you're a school teacher, if you're a nurse, if you're a cop, you need to get vaccinated. And if you don't, you need to look for another job.
I guess that's how it works in liberal land. You will be vaccinated or you're fired. Former congressman, incredibly, Joe Scarborough on his morning joke of a TV show. Somebody else who's going to have to look for another job or go back to their real jobs are the five military officers from China who get a walk from Biden's DOJ. Let's find out more from our sinologist extraordinaire. He's Gordon Chang, author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War. Follow him, Gordon G. Chang, on Twitter. Gordon, what is this story, and what are the possible explanations for the Biden Department of Justice dropping charges against Chinese military officers here in the United States?
Yeah, I can think of only two explanations, Seb. One of them is that the FBI was totally incompetent and they compromised their case beyond repair. Or, and this is something we have seen administrations in the past do before, in anticipation of a meeting with China, they decide to give Beijing a gift in order to try to make the atmosphere better. And so it could have been very much a political decision. I know the United States, especially in the Obama years, did this. Or, of course, it could be both. But whatever it was a mistake, because obviously it didn't appease the Chinese. We saw that with Wendy Sherman. This moment in history was really humiliating for the United States. And we've got to do something about it.
So the story we're posting now, it's from John Binder at Breitbart.com. Five Chinese, communist Chinese officers, Huan Tang, Chen Song, Kai Kai Zhao, and Guan Lei, all lied on their visas, which means they were fraudulent visas, to come and study in the United States and eventually get jobs and enter a PhD program, all of them denying the fact that they were members of the People's Liberation Army. Now, Gordon, you're so right. This could be a combination of both rank, incompetence at the FBI after what we've learned in the last few years, or it could be a gesture, a political decision, the White House reaching down and deciding to let these people off. Either way, it's a problem for U.S. national security, but let's put it in the context of the last 6 months. We've just turned the corner on the 6 month anniversary, shockingly, of Biden's inauguration. Have we seen, I mean, if this is an attempt to win a concession prior to a visit to communist China, let me ask you, have we seen any, and I just mean just a small session of any, a small example of any concession from the communist Chinese government in the last 6 months in response to this new administration's behavior?
No, we haven't. And what we saw in Tianjin with Wendy Sherman, Deputy Secretary of State, she goes to talk to China, which she tried to initiate this meeting. Beijing really attempted to humiliate her. So, for instance, we had the spectacle of someone a couple ranks below her, Vice Foreign Minister Xi Feng, issue those demands to the U.S., giving us two lists. This is homework. One of them is what the U.S. was doing wrong. The second list was China's priorities. This is really spectacular. I don't know what's going on in Beijing right now, but Seb, I've got to be really concerned because obviously this is not going to play well in the United States. It's not even going to play well in the Biden administration. So I think what China is trying to do is something to play for a domestic audience to show how tough Xi Jinping is to the Americans. And that really means that there's something wrong in China right now. Now, I believe that to be the case in any event, What Beijing has been doing is delegitimizing its friends in Washington, delegitimizing its friends in Brussels and around the world, is really an indication that Beijing is going off the rails.
So let's look at the last 6 months with other decisions, whether it's permitting the Nord Stream pipeline between the Russian Federation and Germany, whether it's closing down the XL Keystone extension between Canada and the U.S., whether it's today announcing the end of combat operations in Iraq, a certain, if not withdrawal from the world, is being indicated. It is a message that bad guys can do pretty much what they want, and our friends will be treated poorly, which takes us back to the 8 years of the Obama administration. What, give us a glimpse into the mind of this communist regime that's been around since 1948. What do they think of their futures and their future actions when they see such a massive change in the way America sees its role in the world? How is Beijing thinking about this administration under Joe Biden?
We don't really have to speculate too much because we heard on November 28th that Chinese academic Di Dongshang in that audience before China actually talking about U.S. relations in the Obama years, the Trump years, and what they were looking forward to in the Biden term. And they were very clear about it. They were saying that prior to President Trump, Beijing could get what it wanted through the old boy network of Henry Kissinger and Wall Street. And that this connection was broken during the Trump years, and they look forward to being reconnected in the Biden term. And these are comments that are reflective of thinking at the top of the Chinese regime. I'm not saying they're right, but what I'm saying is that there is a very dangerous mindset there because they think that they can determine those outcomes at the highest level of the American political system, which means that they're encouraged to do things which are extraordinarily dangerous. And we're starting to see some of those things.
Our attention as a nation has been focused just 90 miles off the Florida coast for the last few weeks looking at another far, far smaller communist dictatorship. Cuba has distracted us from other problems. Can you give us any kind of update in the last minute and a half we have with you, Gordon, on the plight of the people living in Hong Kong?
Well, right now, Beijing is applying its national security law, which it imposed June 30 of last year. And the most recent example was they arrested five people under the NSL for writing a children's book about sheep and wolves, which they clearly were referring to Hong Kong and to China. But nonetheless, this was an overreach. They shut down Apple Daily, the main newspaper in Hong Kong. They really intend to make Hong Kong very much a part of the People's Republic, no separate existence anymore. And those people in Cuba, they're on the streets. They could actually change history, Seb, because those folks could end this 15-year democracy recession and maybe start to see a rollback of communism around the world, including China.
Wow. What a fabulous note to end on. The people on the streets of Havana and elsewhere in Cuba who are protesting communism under our flag could be the catalyst for freedom-loving people everywhere. He's the author of The Great U.S.-China Tech War. Get it right now and follow him on Twitter. My good friend Gordon Chang. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next, the latest on the freight train of audits with none other than the publisher of one of our favorite websites, American Greatness. That's amgreatness.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
That's underway, just like the other question that's illogical. And I've heard you speak about it because you always, I'm not being solicitous, but you're always straight up about what you're doing. And the question is whether or not we should be in a position where you are, why can't the experts say, we know that this virus is in fact, it's going to be, We know why all the drugs approved are not temporarily approved, but permanently approved. Yeah. That's underway, too. I expect that to occur quickly.
Well, that means you mean for the FDA?
For the FDA. Yeah.
Just one little clip from last week's faux town hall with the man who bears the title of president. How long can it go on? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Let's ask a man who is the helmsman. He is the master and commander of one of our favorite websites. It's American Greatness. Bookmark it right now, amgreatness.com. You can follow him on Twitter, the Chris Buskirk. Chris, welcome back to America First.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very well. And look, I know you're one of the good guys. I know you're a conservative. You love this country. But perhaps because you're an editor, because you're in the media world, you can step out of your political skin for a second that I find very hard to do. And tell me, is the senility of this man ever going to be an issue for the Democrats? Or can they just plaster this over until, I don't know, Kamala strangles him?
Longer than we think. I'll tell you, it's funny because one of the things in the back in the 80s is Americans would always make fun of the Soviet Union because their Politburo always looked so old and gray, but it would say, gosh, you know, it's a gerontocracy in the Soviet Union. How are they, you know, this guy has to tell you something about where the, what the trajectory is of that country. The average age of the Politburo was 68. Tell me again, how old is the president right now?
Well, he's much older than Donald
Trump
looks.
Much older than the Politburo.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and it showed out there. So to your question, how long can it get covered up? A long time. We talk about this all the time on the right, that really it's the administrative state. It is the bureaucracy. It's the unelected, unaccountable elements of government that run things. They're perfectly happy to have old Joe Biden in the White House. He can go on CNN. He can go eat his ice cream cones. he can say whatever it is that that he was trying to say there, which I'm not quite sure what it is, and they will continue to enact their agenda, and I think that suits them just fine.
All right, one more question about the other side before we talk about our side. Tell me, and again, I'm sure I'm biased. I hopefully, it's going to be very damaging, maybe not as much as I deem it to be. But this whole thing, the story isn't dying about the Texas Democrats on the private jets with the case of beer, without their masks, infecting Nancy Pelosi and the White House staff. Is this just a kind of cool kind of TMZ story, or could this have real political ramifications, not just in Texas, but elsewhere, Chris?
It for sure has ramifications in Texas. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I mean, the people down in Texas are paying close attention to this. We've got elections coming up there next year. We've got some this year. You know, there was a little bit of an earthquake in a big Dallas suburb called Southlake about 2-3 months ago, where they elected a bunch of new people to the school board and the city council out of their opposition for CRT. Because they were not opposed to CRT, they were pushing CRT. And I think that you see the Texas Democrats fleeing across states. I mean, this is like shades of what was going on in Wisconsin, 7-8 years ago. And I think this is going to be a good thing for Republicans in Texas. And it is up to folks around the country, like where I am in Arizona, to capitalize this and say, this is who these people are. You know, they say one thing and they do another. And I'm generally not a big fan of crying hypocrite all the time, because I don't think it has as much political juice as people think. But when you get something like this, where it's just so out there and in your face, I really think that this is one of those times where we could lean into it and make some political hay out of it.
And it's not just, pointing out the hypocrisy, which doesn't affect them.
Right.
But it is useful for us as just a snapshot, because I guarantee you there is no group of 20 Republicans who would do what they did, taking selfies without the masks on the private jet. So it gives you an insight into the way the other side thinks, doesn't it?
It sure does, because here's the question that I had immediately and haven't had answered. Who paid for the private jet? They're not cheap. And so were they chipping in with their Texas state legislators' salaries? Somehow I think not.
Yeah, follow the money. I think a Texas legislator, because they only meet for 30 days out of the year, I think they get paid $7,200 a year. So you're not renting two private jets for that amount, that's for sure. Follow the money. He's Chris Buskirk. He is the founder, the editor of a superlative website. You've got to check it out. Regular contributions from our regular guests, Victor Davis Hanson, Lord Conrad Black. He'll be back with us momentarily. Follow him at the Chris Buskirk, and his website is amgreatness, amgreatness.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the relieffactor.com studios.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
What would you do if I told you that you could make a significant positive change to your health in less than a minute every day? Yeah, this isn't some crazy exercise scheme. This is just science. Dr. Douglas Howard, the inventor of Balance of Nature, has created a supplement that gives you, with nothing taken out, just freeze-dried health, 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables, the nutrients your body craves and must ingest for you to be healthy. Yes, you've got to exercise. Yes, you've got to eat right. But, sometimes you're just going to not, you're not going to eat that kale salad. At least I'm not. But I'm okay, because I take my Balance of Nature, 3 little red capsules for fruit, 3 green for vegetables, and I am set. And right now, Dr. Howard is going to give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order. Be the healthiest you can be, for your wife, for your mother, for your children, for your grandchildren. Order today. Call 800-246-8751. It's a super easy number, but write it down. 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. Do it today. Balanceofnature.com. We are back with the founder, the editor-in-chief, the grand mufti of American greatness, amgreatness.com. Follow him at the Chris Buskirk on Twitter. Chris, a friend of mine, former White House colleague, former co-host of one of our podcasts here. We call him the Baron, coined this phrase, the freight train of audits across the nation. Is that accurate? Is that wishful thinking? You've been following this, you and your team, very closely at American Greatness. It looks like something is happening, no?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think that the two big audits that people need to be paying attention to are Fulton County down in Georgia, and then, of course, the Maricopa County audit here in Phoenix. Those are the ones that have progressed furthest. If you look at Fulton County, I mean, just to take one example of the, shall we say, curious things that they have discovered down there, are what some people refer to as the so-called pristine ballots, which are absentee ballots that were counted in the count after the election. They were sent in theory, they were sent in as early ballots, absentee ballots, but in order to send them in, you have to fold them to get them into the envelope. These so-called pristine ballots were never folded. There's no crease. So where did they come from? It's these type of questions that keep coming up.
See, this is why I go so
in Arizona as well.
This is why I have no time for those who want to waste precious energy on computer viruses, data farms in Italy, and blah blah blah. When you've got thousands of unfolded mail-in ballots, I think that's the thing you should deal with first, right, Chris?
Oh, absolutely right. I've been saying this since back in November. You don't have to come up with some very arcane theory for, you know, some like a thriller on a Netflix movie or something to see where there were weaknesses in the system and where fraud could have occurred. I mean, again, I'm saying go back to the end of last year. You just have to look at the way people usually do election fraud, right? I mean, it's very, very rudimentary. I mean, you do things like you come up with extra ballots and you just make sure that they get counted. You get control of the people who are doing the counting. You know, it's these sorts of things that we have seen as just good old fashioned ballot box stuffing. And I'm not trying to make light of it, but I'm just saying you don't need to have, you know, server farms all over the country. You can just have people in place in key counties or in key precincts. And the next thing you know, you have put your candidate over the top. And I think that's some of the things that we have been seeing coming out of these audits. I mean, that Fulton County audit is really, really amazing.
When you've seen this way of cheating occur for decades in certain cities, they're not going to reinvent the wheel. They're going to use the old form of cheating. Chris,
everybody knows, everybody who's involved in those elections, they know what the deal is.
Right. Let's talk about our side. Let's talk about MAGA 3.0. I'm a big fan. You're a big fan of J.D. Vance. He's declared for his Senate race. Not a politician in the Trump mold. I think this is the wave of the future. In 2016, for the first time ever, we chose a non-politician, non-retired general. Is J.D. Vance hopefully a presaging of the future of American politics with non-politicians, Chris?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely hope so, but I think that it's true. I mean, when we found out that JD was going to run, you know, I don't think he was planning on. Well, he wasn't planning on running originally this year until we found out that Rob Portman was going to retire, and then he decided to make the run because it was a great opportunity. And this is exactly the type of candidate that people who supported President Trump are looking for. I mean, people, and I know it, and you know it too, on the right, we're used to, you know, we're used to people who maybe don't tell us the truth when they are running for election. We get very disappointed. I mean, they sort of use, you know, the religious right, social conservatives, use MAGA conservatives for votes and for dollars and for volunteers. And JD is just, you know, he's the guy that he seems to be. He's very authentic. He is. He's deeply committed to regrowing the middle class in this country. And that's, I think, how he thinks about things like trade and immigration, you know, China, all these sorts of things. Like immigration has all kinds of aspects to it. But one of the many reasons that mass migration is bad is because it makes it harder for the American middle class to get ahead. It suppresses wages, puts pressure on schools, puts pressure on all kinds of fundamental American institutions. And so if you want to see the middle class and families do well, then you have to stop mass migration, period. And, you know, you see people like J.D. And, you know, look, the United States Senate with J.D. Vance in it is a better place.
Support him, jdvance.com. That's jdvance.com. We've got less than 30 seconds left. I have to ask you, because it's part and parcel of the attempt to criminalize conservatism, how concerned are you with regards to the January 6th commission Nancy's created? 30 seconds.
I'm extremely concerned about it, and it's not just that commission. I mean, but you look at Thomas Barak, who was arrested last week. He is a billionaire investor who was friends with the president. Why was that? Was it because of something that he did in his business dealings? No. I mean, it's an attempt to suppress support for anything on the right and to criminalize support for Republican candidates and for Donald Trump in particular.
We have to stand up for the truth. We have to put a flashlight, a searchlight on their attempt to criminalize conservatism. Read the incredible analyses, the articles at American Greatness. That's amgreatness.com. Thank you, Chris Buskirk. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. It's also about communications with your fellow conservatives. If you've got a cell phone, if you've got one of these things, please tell me it's not connected to the big cell phone carriers, because guess what? They're not on our side. They, after you pay your bill, make donations to things like Planned Parenthood, yes, to the abortion mills and even gun control organizations. Join the good guys, the only Christian conservative cell phone company in America, PatriotMobile.com. They've got packages to fit every budget, a dependable nationwide network, and right now, if you use my name, you'll get 50% off your first 2 months or $100 off any phone in stock. You can keep your old phone number, make the change today, and they support things you believe in. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-728-7468. PatriotMobile.com/GORKA. Don't fund those who hate you. Go with guys who support the things you believe in, like the First and Second Amendment. 972-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gorka.
America First. Magnificent.
Back to that story I told you earlier about the individual I got to know at the wedding my wife and I attended at the weekend. The black American, conservative American, who was slapped around the head as a child when a white man, a bigot, used the N-word and he started crying. And his dad said, "Why are you crying? I didn't give you that name. That word doesn't refer to you." I like to translate that not into the racist context in which that word was used against that young child, but against the political environment we find ourselves in right now. Don't take the bait. Don't take the bait. Don't allow their labels to define, well, you won't let them define you, but even to define your reaction to them. They want to get a rise out of you. They want you to react on their terms. We must never, ever do that. We must take the fight to them in ways that undermine any pretense of legitimacy they may have. Why? Because when they throw around the word another N-word today, Nazi, who are they that use that epithet? They are the fascists. They are the actual Nazis. When you wish to shut down debate, you want to unperson and delete people as influential, otherwise as duly elected incumbent presidents, remove them from social media. Well, guess what? They are the fascists. They are the Nazis. So don't shirk from the responsibility. Don't react to the provocation, but stand up to it in a robust fashion that shows them for who they are. And one of the greatest things you can do is never, ever, ever censor yourself. I'm not saying, you know, be crazy aggressive all the time. And whenever you're about to tweet something, I always wait 10 seconds. I read it again, make sure that's exactly what I want to say before I hit the send button. But what I'm talking about is when you don't say something you stop yourself saying something that you truly believe in, that otherwise you would admit. You would admit to your friends and fellow patriots. Otherwise, you would say, if you weren't concerned for the ramifications of what the left is going to do to you, if you don't say it because of them, then we are doomed. If you're a conservative, if you love this country, if you love its founding values, you stand by them as a testament every single day, and we cannot lose. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And as ever, my friends, stay frosty.